Good morning, everybody. Thanks for the introduction. So I will move forward. So in case it's really important to know about the soil organic matter pools and the nitrogen dynamics in fields to improve agricultural productivity. And there's invest like high effort to determine the soil organic matter in fields by different approaches. One of them is the LOI, or the loss of ignition, where the soils are exposed to a high temperature for a set amount of time, and this has this is good because this could be like rapid and inexpensive measure of the soil organic matter and could be easily converted to the organic matter values with the following formula. But at the same time, just with the LOI seems to not be enough to determine the or to fertilize the field. So another method is the ISNT, Illinois Soil Nitrogen Test, where developed, and the ISNT estimates the soil nitrogen supply potential of the field. It's not measuring the nitrate, but it's giving information about the nitrogen that could be available for the crop in the growing season. And also in our study, we use enclosed grid modification to have the result. And with these two methods in New York, there's been done research, and it's used the ISNT results with the LOI determined at 500 Celsius degrees adjustment to predict the soil nitrogen potential. This is how it represents in the graph. So basically, they use the ISNT and the LOI. And between these values, instead of having one unique ISNT value where there is response or not to nitrogen application for corn, depending on the content of the organic matter of the field, you have a line in which one, if you are above this, your corn is supposed to have enough nitrogen for the growing season. If you have like if you are above 1.07% of the critical ISNT line in that case, and if you are below the 0.93 critical ISNT, it says that your field is not going to supply enough nitrogen for the corn. And also there is a marginal area where you might or you might not have enough nitrogen for the corn. So here we face two challenges. One is that many laboratories within the US use the LOI or do the LOI determination at 360 Celsius degrees instead of 500, and as could be seen in this graph, they are not in the one-to-one line. That means that we cannot use these values for the equation that I saw before for the critical ISNT determination. So it's really important for us to have a good approach to see if we can create estimates of LOI 500 with LOI 360, and at the same time, there is both LOI and ISNT variation within fields. So there are spatial patterns that can influence the usefulness of any of the tests. So we think that it's really important to determine these patterns in the LOI and ISNT that could help us to see the potential of the soil, this nitrogen potential of the soil during the growing season. So that could help us to develop better sampling strategies and have more accuracy in the nitrogen fertilization of corn in our area. So our objectives were to evaluate the impact of soil sample density on field level estimations. That basically means how many samples do we need in per hectare or per acre to have accurate values of our field or parts within our fields. We want to quantify the implication of a change in the spatial and temporal variability. So it's really important to know if these parameters are temporal related or spatial related, if they change and how it affects to our interpretation for the nitrogen fertilization. We also want to determine the variability of these parameters depending on the sampling intensity that we approach. And also, in our case, it's really important to see if there is any relationship between LOI 500, so determined at 500 Celsius degrees, or LOI 360, and how it will affect to our ISNT interpretation. So for this purpose, two non-irrigated fields of 4 hectares were located in New York under humid conditions. We used 150 samples per field, so we sampled 150 times. 64 of them were in a regular grid, as can be seen, and the other were just randomly distributed in central parts or in an area to also know about the shorter distance, the variability in shorter distance. One of these fields received manure and the other did not, to have different treatments, like common in the area. And also we sampled that two times, one during summer and the other during fall, to see if there are also variability in the, depending on the season that you sample. The parameters that we evaluate were soil nitrate, the LOI at both temperature, ISNT, and the ratio I presented before, so the ISNT divided by the critical ISNT. For that, we use simulation to see how many samples are needed to determine accurately the field values. And here we have the different parameters that we study. And in the top, we have the number of samples that we use in each field. So it could be 3, 5, or 10. The values that are here, not in brackets, are the confidence interval. And the values in brackets that are we going to focus now are the probability of using this number of samples to be in the accurate or to have the average value of your field. So in our study, if we want to have like more than 95% of accuracy in the interpretation, when we take 3.75 samples per hectare or 1.75 samples per acre, we are likely to estimate the true or the real average value of the field for the LOI and ISNT. But however, when we do the same sampling density for the nitrate, we see that these values are really much smaller. So if we want to have like high accuracy with nitrate, we need to go for higher and more intense sampling intensities. We also study the spatial structure of these variables, and for that we see the nugget, the seal, and the distance with non-directional variograms. So basically the nugget is the difference, the variation that are in short distance. It could be represented by the error or by the smallest distance between samples. The seal is the total variation that you have in your fields. And the distance, or the range in our case, is the distance beyond the variables stop to be related. So in our fields, as I resume, we saw that the LOI, ISNT, and the ISNT ratio were highly correlated in field. It means that sampling one place, the surrounding area is likely to have similar values. However, the nitrate was moderate or low. That means that it's really variable within fields. And in our case, the manure application also contribute to increase this variability within fields. For the objective of if we can use LOI conversion between the 360 and 500 degrees, we saw that they were linearly correlated in both fields and season. And with only one linear equation, we have accuracy of almost an R square almost 0.8. But the good part of that is that we want to use that for our ISNT, critical ISNT interpretation. So looking at this, we saw that in the 92% of the samples, with one equation, we result in identical classification for the ISNT, critical ISNT ratio. And if we can see here in this table, using more equations, so that means field 1, field 2, different treatments, manure or not manure, we don't increase too much by using two different equations, or using different equations for different seasons, summer or fall, also increase a little bit, but not too much. So with that, we conclude that optimum sampling densities for LOI and ISNT was 3.75 samples per hectare. But also for samples that average considerably or below or above the critical values, lower sampling intensities can be used. So if you are not in this marginal part of your field, you don't need as many samples. You can go for shorter or for less number of samples. In our case, the nitrate sampling requires a considerably higher sampling density, so that makes the nitrate sampling less practical in the humid Northeast. And the soil SNT and LOI were spatially structured, and sampling requirements were similar across fields and season. In fact, that provides us with more, or makes like more, you can be more confident sampling this instead of nitrogen for evaluating your soil status, nitrogen status. And also, we found that the LOI 360 data transformed to LOI equivalents with one unique equation independently of time and field could be used to determine the soil nitrogen supply potential of a field or an area within a field by the ISNT critical ISNT ratio. And with that, I want to thank like the founding and yeah, this was recently published in the SSSA, and this is the link. So if any question, I will be really happy to answer, and if further question for I also there is the document. Thank you.